Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now, this week we heard that 43% of organisations overall reported that absenteeism fell during 2020. And this figure was even higher in the public sector at 59%. Does this mean less people felt like calling in sick during a pandemic? Or was it that it's easier to be sick if you're working from home? The research is from CIPD Ireland. I'm delighted now to be joined by its director, Mary Connaughton. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm good, Bobby. And yourself?
I'm great. I was kind of sort of intrigued slightly by this research. And maybe my question there in the intro, we might start there. So is it less people calling in sick because of a pandemic, or is it that it's easier to be sick and work if you're working from home? Can you explain really, you know, the findings at that sort of higher level?
Right. Well, we think we have a couple of things going on here, Bobby. Firstly, when we checked it out talked to the medics, we did find that there was an overall drop in infectious diseases. So COVID-19 apart, there were much fewer infectious diseases over 2020 because all of us were living in isolation and we weren't spreading the normal germs. So that's certainly one key contributor to these factors.
Right.
Now, I'm sure there is also a lifestyle element too, as well, because people who might have been feeling unwell and can't face a commute, you have to think we had so many people who might have been facing an hour and a half commute and can't deal with that when they're unwell. But that doesn't mean they're not able to actually get on with their work.
Yeah, so that was the point I was going to sort of probe a little further, so that I'm not feeling great and I don't have to leave the house, so I can kind of soldier on at my computer because I don't have to do the commute.
Yeah. Now, one of the things we asked about was what we call presenteeism, which is, you know, working when ill. And that organisations did think that was up. But what was even up more so was leaveism, and that was working during leave. So people taking leave and actually working, that was up by 40%. So 40% said they had seen an increase in it over the year. I think it's important that we put this whole perspective in context. I mean, in reality, it's really good to see those absenteeism figures come down and that there's a drop in that and a drop in illness. But overall, what the period of the pandemic and remote working has shown is that productivity has increased. So it either went up or was held steady for 69% of organisations. So yeah, even if there were some individuals who weren't well on a particular day, overall, at both individual level and organisational level, we've had a very good story on productivity over the past year.
Mary, my own experience around sick pay is that, you know, if you're lucky enough to be part of a sick pay scheme and be paid when you're out sick versus, you know, many of our employees who don't have the benefits of such as, and i.e. they won't get paid if they don't turn up, that the sick pay, that sickness in the cohort where you're paid is always much higher. And we probably shouldn't be surprised by that.
Yes, we have seen that. Now, at one level, that means that people who need to be paid even when they're sick aren't forced to go to work.
Yeah.
And certainly we know that's behind the government wanting to bring in statutory sick pay, where everyone would get pay for their first couple of days of illness. So there's a proposal of that on the table. But yes, I mean, if people should not feel that they are under pressure to go to work for pay when they're ill. And we do know that a number of companies changed their policy over the past year, particularly around the pandemic, because they wanted to make sure if somebody felt they were ill, potentially had COVID-19, that they weren't going to come into work. So there was much more flexibility and payment of sick pay happening over the past year than we had seen previously.
You were talking earlier in the week, Mary, about organisations in the survey saying that only half of them had, I think, conducted health and safety assessments about returning to work. But what about the health and safety around people working from home? Do you think that the employer has any responsibility for the employee when he or she is working in their own environment? Or where does that responsibility line get broken?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. So an employer is responsible to make sure that the person has got the environment that they're actually working in. So let's say if they're working on technology, their desk, their screen, their equipment, you know, that is all appropriate, ergonomic, not creating any risks, that there aren't wires across the floors, that there's no particular danger. So that's what the employer has to make sure. And what we have seen in the assessments that were being carried out is individuals are reporting on their environment, and sometimes they're using technology to support that actual assessment and to show that they are working in a safe environment. So that's what the employer has to look after. Now, they can't guarantee that, you know, if somebody goes out to make a cup of tea, something won't happen. You know, but it's just the actual physical work equipment
okay.
that employers need to be responsible around.
Okay, well, look, it's a very interesting subject. There's no doubt we're going through a sea change here. And again, things will now, I suppose, maybe settle down as some people are invited back into the office or into the workplace, and some choose or are told to stay away. But I think these times, they are a changing, isn't that right, Mary?
Certainly, yes, Bobby, and that was definitely the theme of our conference during the week. We talked a lot about the need for sort of trialling and piloting over the next few months, because nobody has the right answer at this stage. And there's going to be, you know, a challenge to get that balance right between what the individual wants and the organisational needs.
Okay.
You know, how you treat your on-site workers and your remote workers. So, yeah, lots of challenges ahead, but an exciting time.
Okay, well, Mary Connaughton from CIPD, thanks as always for joining us, and we wish you well.
Thank you, Bobby.